Yo, what is up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. So today, we are talking about the final boss of 304s, okay? It's not who you think. Like, you'd think it'd be like Corita Cop or Pokimane or like one of the other ones we've talked about on this channel before. But like, we actually have a new one that, like, I don't think I've ever talked about on this channel, but like, she has been blowing up recently. And honestly, this caught me off guard. Like, I thought Corita Cop quitting OnlyFans was a W, that we had won, that finally the simps were coming to their senses. But no. Okay, it's gotten way worse, bro. A new challenger has appeared, and that is Sophie Rain. Now, if you spend any time on X, like, you definitely know who Sophie Rain is. Like, her content gets spammed everywhere, like, by accounts that are paid to promote her content. But if you're not on X, maybe you don't know that much. But she's been blowing up, and recently she revealed her OnlyFans earnings, okay? Like, and honestly, it's insane, bro, okay? It is more than most players in the NBA. Thankful for 1 year on here, and apparently she has made $43 million in 1 year. Just think about that kind of money, bro, okay? Like, it used to be, like, you actually had to, like, invent something or create some business that provided value to its customers, like an Amazon or something, right, to make that kind of money, like, especially at a young age. But now we're straight up just making thoughts famous, bro, and they're, like, making nearly nine-figure amounts, bro. Now, I'm not sure how much she's gonna make in the future. Probably not $43 million. Like, a lot of people are doing the NBA comparison. Like, oh my god, look at how much. Oh, she's making more than LeBron. But LeBron makes a consistent amount. She's probably not making $43 million a year. But it's still kind of crazy because if you don't know Sophie Rain's story, she was like a waitress that happened to look like a girl in an adult video. And everybody thought that it was her. And she thought that she'd just cash in on it and become an adult film star herself. And she wound up blowing up and making tens of millions of dollars. None of us are ever going to see even like 1% of that money in our lifetimes, bro. Okay, like, it's actually crazy. If only we had a vag, bro, but instead we got this stupid dick between our legs, and like, that's the only thing that's separating us and $43 million, dude. Nah, but anyway, we're gonna play this video that I found and I'll react to it along the way. Play it.
I just need to know, like, how much are you making a month?
I don't know if I, like, I don't really want to hurt your feelings. I just don't.
Hurt my feelings? What do you mean?
I don't want to say.
You don't have to say, just show me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I won't break your phone. I actually, like, kind of tearing up. $4 million? $4 million in a month?
Yeah, listen, I know you guys are simps and all, and, like, you want, like, your content. I understand. Whatever. But you do realize that, like, we're in an age where piracy is, like, unbelievably easy, right? Like, I'm not saying I ever engage in piracy. Of course, I would never do that. All of the content that I watch is totally free. I have never watched an NFL game illegally, okay? I've never torrented a game. But it is unbelievably easy, bro, okay? Like, you can get anything for free. You don't have to pay for any of this stuff. Just search up her name on Twitter. It's like you get an unbelievable amount of content. Like, what are you paying for, dude? Like, it really is like WinRAR. Like, it's like the Cheeto through the door latch. There's no reason to pay for any of this stuff, man. No reason whatsoever. So not only are you a simp, not only are you listening to your dick too much, but you're stupid, okay? There's no reason to pay for any of this content. There's no reason why she should be making $4 million a month. Now, like, I wouldn't be, like, simping regardless, but, like, if I was, I'd be doing it for free, okay? Not paying some 304 and making her a billionaire.
Yeah.
400,000 the last 7 days, in case you were. Not even, it's more than that.
Thanks.
This, I can't even be mad at you. Like, this is y'all's fault. Like, how do y'all men even have that amount of money? You have wives, children, baby mamas, bills. Women, if you're seeing this, go through your man's phone. Because $4 million a month, I promise you, you will find that link in his search history. Go to private. Go to the private tab. It's right up. Sophie Rain Spider-Man video bot. Sick, you weird. It's weird because she also looks 14. So get your bag, I guess.
Thanks.
$4 million. Disgusting.
Yeah, she does make a good point at the end there. Like, she does look like a kid, sort of. All of these people look like kids. Like, Belle Delphine looks like a kid. All of the most popular adult film stars look like children, bro. Like, that has to be studied, okay? A lot of y'all gotta be lying about not being kitty diddlers, man, because way too many of these adult stars, these adult actresses, look like kids, bro. So, yeah, that is kind of weird. I do agree. But she said something earlier about, like, oh, it's actually not her fault. It's your fault for buying the content. Like, she didn't deliberately make the content, promote the content, pay influencers to promote her content. It's still very much her fault. Like, you wouldn't say a drug dealer is blameless in, like, a drug epidemic, right? Like, you would never say that because that would be stupid. But for some reason, when there's a girl involved, for some reason, all of these people are like, oh, it's actually not her fault. It's your fault for watching it. Which, I mean, yeah, like, I've said in this channel a million times, don't be simps. Like, I've made fun of simps, like, a million times, but, like, but it's also her fault for making the content. It takes two to tango. So it's kind of cucked that she's, like, not blaming her at all. Oh, get your bag, queen. Slay. Yeah, you're ruining the internet and you're ruining society. Like, you're actually a net negative to the internet because all of your stupid videos are everywhere and all of these Twitter gimmick accounts are putting her stuff on their page. But oh no, she's completely blameless because people who are probably addicted are buying her content. But yeah, overall, guys, that's probably all I had to say about that. Sophie Rain is officially the new final boss of 304s. We'll probably end up making a video on her again, but like, we have new enemies now, okay? It's not 2020 anymore. We're no longer talking about like Nico Lol, Pokimane, Criticop, Amaranth, okay? All of those enemies are gone, okay? They're old news, okay? We're talking about the new enemies now, okay? Like, we got new opponents that we gotta fight. So be ready, bro. All hands on deck. But anyway, if you enjoyed the video, then please follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Links should be down below. And I'll see you guys in the next one. Have a good night. Peace.